along the Cotswold canals. Welcome to Stonehouse Wharf, one of the places on the canals trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold canals.
You're now standing at Stonehouse Bridge, next to Stonehouse Wharf. This bridge was built in 1999 and officially opened in early 2000. The wharf here at Stonehouse can be found just up from the bridge along the towpath towards the ocean. Here, the canal widens slightly to allow boats to pass each other. In the 1950s, Hobbs Brothers, a family-run business, had a depot at the wharf supplying oil. This oil was brought into the area via rail and offloaded at Stonehouse Railway Station. This area was one of the first to feel the benefits of improvements to the canal path and restoration of the canal. Ken Bergen explains why it's so important.
Boaters are only a minority user of the canal. Most of the users are on the towpath in one form or another, either walking it, fishing from it, or cycling on it. Part of the restoration is to improve the towpath to make it easier for multiple different sorts of activities to take place at the same time. If you try to mix anglers with pedestrians pushing pushchairs and then a few cyclists as well, you can end up with some difficulties. So you need a well-surfaced wide towpath, and that's going in as part of the work.
Local people now use the path regularly, as Chris Belodis, a keen runner, suggests here.
The canal pretty much became a sort of place where you could actually cycle down or you could walk down without thinking, where's this taking me? It was kind of good because, you know, we all pretty much intermingle, walkers, school kids, whatever, people going to work, runners, everyone would budge outside of each other's way. There was no trying to push each other into the canal or anything like that.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.